CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The wrecking ball starts swinging today at an infamous landmark in Parkland, Florida.
There was probably little doubt that there would never be classes again at Building 1200 on the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas campus in Parkland.
They were students and athletes, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters, friends and neighbors.
In all, a gunman killed 17 students and teachers there on Valentine's Day 2018. The building preserved for legal purposes, but there's no more reason to keep it around, and now a contractor will take it down in a process that's expected to last for several weeks. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In South Florida, rain has been falling almost nonstop for the past 4 days. CBS News Miami's Nakaya Carrera has been asking people how they're coping.
What made you make this decision?
Honestly, I didn't want to trudge through the water. The water is filled with just so much pollutants. So I decided to just put two garbage bags on, go to the corner store and grab some essentials.
Melissa Myers has been stuck by floodwaters at her home, so she had to get creative when it came time to go to the store.
In a 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court has preserved nationwide access to a widely used abortion pill. And CBS's Jan Crawford says more rulings are coming.
We expect more decisions from the court over the next couple weeks as the justices wrap up what's been an incredibly consequential term. And one of the cases, whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions around January 6th. I expect that case and all of these cases by the end of the month, early July.
President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky have signed a long-term security agreement on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the G7 countries are also loaning money to Ukraine to help it defend against the Russian invasion.
The G7 leaders, including President Biden, came to an agreement to provide a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using the interest from hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Russian assets that have been frozen around the world.
An international group of 200 young naturalists and conservationists is recreating the voyage of naturalist Charles Darwin, famed for his studies of evolution. They're being encouraged by botanist Sarah Darwin, Charles Darwin's great-great-granddaughter.
We welcomed people from, India, Peru, Brazil, the Netherlands, the UK. It was just so energizing.
Their ship set sail from Britain last August. It's scheduled to return in July 2025. Darwin set off on his five-year voyage around the world in 1831 and studied the plants, animals, and geology he encountered along the way. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're into riveting crime series, Hulu has what you want to see this month. Stream Mastermind to Think Like a Killer, the story of the woman who invented modern serial killer profiling. Then get your fix with The Perfect Wife, based on a bizarre real-life kidnapping. And don't miss Cult Massacre, the definitive documentary on the 1978 Jonestown Massacre. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to Hulu and catch all this and so much more.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A popular band is set to hit the desert soon.
The Eagles are taking a spin at the Sphere.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
The band just announced their new residency in Vegas, which will feature 8 shows over 4 weekends starting in September. Tickets go on sale next Friday, the 21st, and they won't be cheap. Prices start around $175.
Come on, baby.
Eagles follow residencies at the venue by U2, Fish, and Dead & Company, and comes after the band's Long Goodbye Farewell Tour. Vegas will just make their goodbye a little longer. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A power company in Puerto Rico has now restored electricity to most areas of the U.S. territory affected by a massive outage that hit this week. The outage left more than 340,000 customers in the capital San Juan and neighboring areas without power on Wednesday during a heat wave. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Our sky is becoming clearer in the overnight. Around daybreak, we'll be in the lower 60s. We'll have light winds. Sunny skies and very comfortable Friday with highs in the lower 70s. Also lower 70s on Saturday, but a few more clouds thrown into the mix.
It's 66 at our studios.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptations improve my soul. Temptations, you
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
No, 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 no.
patient. All I want to write feeling low. No, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the light. Don't be slow. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Too long. I'm wondering if your love's time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
CBS News Brief. Record rainfall is causing massive flooding in southern Florida, leaving thousands without power and five Florida counties under a state of emergency. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there.
The drenching downpour has left parts of Miami-Dade County impassable, with cars submerged and entire neighborhoods underwater.
Pope Francis will be a special guest today at the G7 summit in Italy.
President Joe Biden is set to meet one-on-one with Pope Francis. Mr. Biden, a devout Catholic, also met with the pontiff back in 2021.
CBS's Jared Hill says the Pope will be discussing AI, an issue high on the agenda for the G7 leaders. A manhunt is underway in the Houston area after an inmate escaped while he was in court for a hearing. Philip Vasquez is with the Harris County Sheriff's Office.
We have multiple resources from the Sheriff's Office, including Gulf Coast Violent Offenders Task Force, searching for this individual.
CBS News Brief. I'm Lindy Kenyon.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've